Free Talk Live, it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Couple of quick updates for you to start things out, and then we'll get to a story we said we were going to do last night, but you know, just doesn't always happen that we get to all our show prep. You heard about the Ron Paul money bomb. If you've listened to this show, you certainly heard about it. It happened on November 5th. The supporters for Ron Paul, the Republican presidential candidate, the anti-war Republican presidential candidate, the pro-freedom Republican presidential candidate, his money bomb, all of his supporters organizing themselves online, generated over $4.2 million. Which was a record-setting amount. The most money raised on the Internet in a single day by any presidential candidate. And it was just an amazing day in at least liberty-oriented, the liberty movement's history. Never before has anyone in this movement, the liberty movement, ever raised such an incredible amount of money.
It's so, in one day.
So, of course, you know, good ideas tend to spread, right? You know, somebody comes up with a good idea, and inevitably other people will borrow it. So that's what other candidates decided to do, or the supporters of other candidates, which is how the Ron Paul thing started. It wasn't an official campaign thing. It was just one guy. His name's Trevor. In fact, we're going to contact him tomorrow at the beginning of the show. Hopefully we'll have him on to talk about the success of the money bomb and his upcoming Tea Party 07, teaparty07.org. .com, one or the other.
I'll take a look.
Anyway, he's going to do it again. The Ron Paul supporters are going to do it again next month on the 16th. But we're going to have Trevor on. We'll talk to him about that. We'll also talk to him about the fact that he's the 500th mover for the Free State Project, just coincidentally, which is pretty cool. But I found it interesting, the results of some of these other candidates' money bombs. Now, if they'd hit the big time, you'd think it would have made the news. We certainly would have heard something about it, right? That's because they didn't hit the big time. Nothing really happened. But I've got some numbers. And it's important to see what the numbers were like. I mean, how well did they do? There was one for Fred Thompson.
Right.
He's supposed to be a big thing. He's an actor and everything. You know, he's supposed to be the true conservative. That's how they're trying to position him, at least.
Did you say teaparty07.com?
Teaparty07.com.
That's it.
Okay, that is it. Good. So Fred Thompson was one of them. The other one is Obama. Barack Obama. There are some others, but they haven't happened yet. So I think there's one for Mitt Romney coming up in December.
Sure, I remember Hillary's name being on this list.
She might be one of them. I'm not sure about that. I think Huckabee's going to be doing one as well. So it'll be interesting to see if anybody can even come close to the amount of money that the Ron Paul supporters raised. Of course, everybody knows Ron Paul doesn't have any supporters. There's just three guys on the Internet that are doing all of this. Oh, wait, no. You have to have real supporters in order to raise real money. So it's clear Ron Paul has the supporters. Where are all the supporters for Fred Thompson? Let me read you the details from LouRockwell.com. Their blog says, if Ron Paul can do it, we can too, right? So went the reasoning behind Fred's Giving Day, a copycat money bomb initiative. That
sounds like they have it in kindergarten or something.
It took place on the 21st, so 2 days ago. People were to pledge to donate $100 each, which was the same thing with the Ron Paul campaign. As of the morning of the 21st, the initiative had garnered a grand total of 82 pledges.
Okay.
Two lessons from this. Number one, no one gets excited about a boring establishment hack who parrots safe GOP slogans. Two, since Ron Paul got tens of thousands of pledges and donations on his money bomb day, as opposed to Fred's 82, and since this lopsided grassroots fundraising victory over Thompson is even more pronounced than the usual Ron Paul Internet poll victory, might all those Ron Paul Internet poll victories might have been for real after all?
Well, of course they were.
Right.
I mean, these polls were, they were checked for IP addresses. You couldn't vote twice. You had to give your email address, all kinds of things to secure, to make sure that the polls weren't screwed with. As a matter of fact, after the first couple of Ron Paul wins, I'm sure that everybody who had a poll made sure that they got some kind of check. But Ron Paul keeps on winning.
Now, point of clarification, that blog post was written the morning of November 21st. So there is a chance that all of a sudden, during the day on the 21st, you know, a whole bunch of people turned out from, you know, out of nowhere, people that hadn't pledged, because I didn't pledge for the Ron Paul thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I went ahead and gave at like 11:45 at night. So there is that chance that, you know, another 10,000 people just showed up out of nowhere and pledged for Fred Thompson. So I figured I'd go to the source, right?
Makes
you
sense.
Know, there's no need to trust the LouRockwell.com blog. I figured I'd go
as
to
trustworthy
the,
as it is.
I figured I'd go to the source of Fred's Giving Day, which is FredsGivingDay.com. And you go there, and you would think that if they'd, you know, pulled in at least something for a contribution, they'd be crowing it on their own website, wouldn't you? I mean, I'm pretty sure if you go to thisnovember5th.com, it does tell you exactly how much money they raised and how much time. So let's see, FredsGivingDay.com, looking here, their last blog update was on the 9th. That's a full week and a half before the actual Fred Giving Day.
Not so good.
Let's see, there's one user that's currently logged into Fred's Giving Day who apparently is the owner of Fred's Giving Day.
I wonder how long they've been logged on.
Yeah.
Weeks.
Yeah, it looks like it bombed out completely. Looks like they didn't. I mean, I wonder how many of the 82 pledgers actually gave money. There's no way to even tell that.
Yeah.
So 82 people said, yeah, I'll give $100 to Fred Thompson. But we don't even know how much was given. We do know how much Barack Obama pulled in, though. According to, again, the Lou Rockwell blog, I think we reported on this earlier, but there's a little bit more information here. The blogger writes, I was reading about the efforts of a Barack Obama fan, Girish Mananchia, who tried to mimic what Trevor Lyman did for the Ron Paul grassroots efforts. I had a laugh and wondered what this guy was smoking when I read this sentence. Asked whether he was inspired by Texas Congressman and Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul's supporters, who recently raised $4.2 million in 24 hours, Makaya said, not really. I think Ron Paul's people are inspired by what we're doing online. Wait a minute, dude. Your thing came after Ron Paul's success. You started yours after they started theirs. How is it that you can even think that in your head?
Well, he doesn't.
So whatever happened to this non-event, Barack's Friday, that's what they were calling it, 72 people managed to raise $4,650.
Excellent.
These guys from the Democratic Party are completely missing the obvious and are clueless about what the Ron Paul movement is about. It's an honest message of freedom and liberty from a humble and unassuming man. He's not a D.C. political hack repeating whatever the consultants feed for public consumption. So two down. A handful more to go.
Yeah, I'd like to know how many total there are out there.
Which, how many more money bombs?
Yes.
There are?
How many more people expect to fizzle out?
I've seen it. I've definitely seen Huckabee. I've definitely seen Romney. I haven't seen the Hillary thing, but you seem to think there is one. So for all I know, there is.
Yeah.
We'll keep you updated on the inevitable failure of these other political hack jobs and continue to take your phone calls about whatever you want. If you make the call, 800-259-9231.
It is a masterstroke of Obama to separate himself from the money bomb. Like this guy, Baruch Teresh or whatever his name is. He's the guy who set it up, not Obama and his people, right?
So-called.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's an independent thing.
Right. That way it can't be blamed on the campaign.
Right.
So when it's successful, then the campaign gets credit for it. Like they were trying to act as though Ron Paul had something to do with this when he didn't. Some of the news organizations were trying to act that way. And Ron Paul didn't even really know what was going on until it happened, until all that money came in. So, again, we'll keep you in the loop here. Also, coming up, today is Black Friday. We'll share with you the inevitable results, the details on the insanity from this morning. If you were out and about, if you were out standing in the lines today waiting to get your hands on some goodie, I don't know, TV, Xbox, PlayStation 3. I guess PlayStation 3 was last year. What's hot this year? I don't even know. What's the hot toy this year?
My understanding is PlayStation 3 is out like cheaper. So
is it? Okay.
Some people are getting that.
Because we know the Wii kicked butt last year.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
I went to Walmart today.
Did you?
I did. At 11 o'clock in the morning.
And?
Well, it was the parking lot was full, and it was, you know, I had a little trouble negotiating my cart around, but pretty much all the good bargains were gone at that point.
Oh, those were gone at 5 a.m.
And the lady said that there were two fights.
Really?
One in the store back at electronics and one outside before the doors had opened.
Wow. Yeah, usually the good stuff's gone before the doors even open. What they've started doing is handing out little tickets to the first people in line. That way there are less fights. So you either have the ticket, you get the item, or you don't. More on the way. You can share your story, your Black Friday story, whatever's on your mind goes. Also, we'll tell you about the law that is outlawing internet internet harassment. You won't believe it. Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Live, it is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our wiki and get interactive with over 1,450 pages created by listeners like you. Head to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. Sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and Secret Service last week, and all of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to LibertyDollar.org and sign up for their updates and register for the class action lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. Head over to libertydollar.org. As we go to the phones, because your calls are what this show's about, let's talk to Mike in Illinois. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Oh, Mike on the amplifier line. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. A couple days ago, I got an email from the Ron Paul campaign talking about how they're trying to raise $12 million for this quarter of this year.
Mm-hmm. They're already over nine.
Yeah, that is true. And they were saying, it talks about how they were hoping people wouldn't wait till, you know, the last couple weeks of December to spend it because they need to, you know, spend it by the, they're hoping by the New Hampshire primary, because that's only going to be like 3 weeks after the next money bomb. I got the impression that this email is aimed at those who are like saving for the money bomb to spend it, which will be on the 16th, only a couple weeks before the primary. So mm-hmm. I was curious as to if you guys heard about that, what your thoughts are, because if that's true, if they need to, you know, get it well before that, I'm kind of inclined to send my money now versus wait for the money bomb.
I hear you, and I've heard people say the same thing. I don't know what I think. I think that the sooner the better in this particular instance, as far as the money bomb goes. But I don't know if you've made your commitment. You know how people are going to be about that.
Well, there's no way to follow up on that commitment as far as the money bomb is concerned. If you're saying that if you had committed to giving the money on December 16th, there's no way anybody can check on you.
No, of course.
So,
yeah, I guess that's not the part I'm worried about. I want the end goal is to get him the money so they can spend it versus, you know, just wait to make the big splash, you know, in the media that he makes all this money, because if he needs to spend it sooner than later, we should send it now versus wait. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, you should do what you feel is right, you know, in your heart, sir. And so if that's send it now, then send it now. If that's send half now and send half later, that's, you know, what you should do. I'm going to wait because I think that the media attention is something you just can't purchase. I understand that the campaign needs money all the time. So, you know, if you can afford to do some now and do some later, you might want to do it that way as well. I think that the free media that the campaign will get by knocking the old money bomb out of the water on the 16th will be something that none of the money they raised could possibly have purchased for them. So I think there's some additional value to actually contributing on that particular day. But again, I can see it from both perspectives.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Either way, he'll be getting my money. So.
There you go,
yeah,
Mike. Maybe you should just do half now, half later.
That's a way to do it. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So here is the update, and we can talk Black Friday. That can come up anytime tonight, but I want to make sure we get to this, because we mentioned this story originally a couple nights ago. It came out of the St. Louis area, Darden and Prairie, Missouri. City officials unanimously have passed a measure, Wednesday, making online harassment a crime, days after learning that a 13-year-old girl killed herself last year after receiving cruel messages on the Internet. The AP reports that the 6-member Board of Aldermen made Internet harassment a misdemeanor, punishable by up to a $500 fine and 90 days in jail. Mayor Pam Fogarty said the city had proposed the measure after learning about Megan Meyer's death. She says, "It is our hope that by supporting one of our own in Darden Prairie, that we can do our part to ensure this type of harassing behavior never happens again anywhere. After all, harassment is harassment, regardless of the mechanism or tool." Several dozen people broke into applause after the measure was passed. Authorities have said they could not find a crime to charge anyone with in the case of Meyer, who thought she'd met a good-looking 16-year-old boy on the social networking site MySpace last year, but he began sending her mean messages, and others joined in, her family said, then abruptly ended their friendship. Megan hanged herself within minutes of receiving the last messages on October 16th, 2006, and died the next day. Her parents, Ron and Tina Meyer, learned about 6 weeks after Megan's death that the boy, Josh Evans, wasn't even real. The boy was created by a mother down the street who wanted to know what Megan was saying about her own daughter, who had had a falling out with Megan. Her father said...
Supposedly. Obviously, she wanted to do more than that.
What, the mother?
Yeah, she sent a bunch of mean messages, too.
Well, certainly.
Finding out.
Her father said he found a message from Josh, which he said law enforcement authorities have not been able to retrieve. It told the girl she was a bad person and the world would be better off without her, he has said. And is this really something that you want to criminalize? Is there somebody out there listening? I mean, apparently we're a bunch of people clapping for this at the meeting. So I'd like to hear from someone that thinks that internet harassment, sending a mean email to someone, should be against the law.
See, this is an emotional response to a problem. And it is a problem. It's sad what happened here. I certainly would say that this mother stepped way out of line. But let's with ex post facto in play, she's not going to get charged with this.
No, she won't.
She can't be. Secondly, what if it had been a real boy that did this? Would he be liable under this? Likely. So, what if that real boy, instead of sending email or posting things on a forum on the internet, which this little girl had the choice of opening or not opening, what if he had sent letters? You know, regular snail mail.
Well, I guess that wouldn't violate the online harassment law, but I don't think there is. Are there regular mail harassment laws?
I mean, it's just not harassment because I've had to deal with this.
Let's see what they define harassment as, shall we, before we go on. The four-page measure defines both harassment and cyber harassment, essentially making it illegal to engage in a pattern of conduct that would cause a reasonable person to suffer substantial emotional distress, or for an adult to contact a child under 18 in a communication causing a reasonable parent to fear for the child's well-being. So, as long as you are suffering substantial emotional distress, you have been harassed by this definition in the law, which means anything,
right.
Of course. It's so nebulous that this can mean absolutely anything.
And you just don't have the right to not be offended in this world. Now, you know as well as I do, I had to deal with this same
apparently
problem.
Apparently you now do, Mark, in Darden Prairie, Missouri.
It's not a right. Rights are things that you're born with and they're inalienable. This is a law, and it's a crappy one. And I've had to deal with just this. On our BBS, we've had people that have posted things about me that I would have preferred not have been posted. Lots and lots of things. Things that weren't true. Things that were libelous. All kinds of things. Have I gone and tried to get a law passed in order to stop this?
Nope. Now, you've got better things to do.
Libel's one thing when somebody writes down a lie about you that perhaps will bother your reputation or something like that. That's that is a long-standing law. Do I agree with it as a libertarian? I don't know. Some parts of me do, parts of me don't. But just saying mean things and a person hanging themselves. She could have hung herself when the next boyfriend came along and dumped her.
She could have hung herself if her parents grounded her or something. I mean, who knows how fragile this girl was. 800-259-9231. There's a little more to this story. The family, they haven't gone far enough in their own words. They want more than this. They want to expand out from here. This is just a starting point for them. And I want to know from you if you agree. Should internet harassment be against the law? This is Free Talk Live.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. What could the Lost in Space robot and Star Wars R2-D2 have in common with a phenomenon called dieseling? Will Robinson and Luke Skywalker know, and when I come back, I'll tell you. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG. Just like Will and Luke had some far-fetched friends to warn them of impending danger, your car has ways to warn you of the impending danger of neglected maintenance. One tune-up red flag is dieseling. Known as afterrun, dieseling occurs when an engine chugs on after the ignition is turned off. Causes? Inferior gas, excessive idle speed, and carbon in the combustion chamber. Dieseling is just one warning that, if neglected, may leave you lost in space. The space alongside the road. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us! What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The simple CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us, including archives and entire years worth of the show on the house for free. freetalklive.com. And perhaps you might own a company that's struggling to collect money owed from past due accounts, or maybe you know someone who does. Delinquent accounts are problematic, not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous task of trying to collect on these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiencies and the vexing task of collections. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. One additional thing before we continue talking about the situation in Missouri, them outlawing internet harassment.
Mm-hmm.
I did find out that the Mike Huckabee money bomb thing has already happened.
Oh, really?
So it just, the word didn't appear, or I didn't see the word when it appeared.
It was so minute that it didn't matter.
Well, I'm looking at the details here. It looks like they pulled in like 95,000. They were shooting for 20 million, by the way.
95,000? It's not terrible.
$95,000? That's nothing in comparison to what Ron Paul pulled in.
Right, but it's Mike Huckabee and he doesn't have a chance.
Well, I mean, he's doing all right in the polls. I mean, if you look at the polling numbers, he's right there with Ron Paul, right? So he should have at least pulled $1 million if he has anything going on. But
he doesn't.
And what's interesting is looking at the little Mike Huckabee forum, is his supporters are saying things like, the power of prayer will keep them from outraising us. Looks like he apparently either didn't have enough people praying for you, Mike, or prayer's just BS. Because the Ron Paul contributions on that same day were several times more than what they made. Anyway, 800-259-9231.
I don't think God's that interested in who's president. I'm sorry. I just, you know, I believe God's out there, and to some extent I believe in prayer, but I just don't think God... There's no evidence in our lifetimes that God cares who's president.
Looks like by 6 o'clock that night, Huckabee had raised $10,000 and Ron Paul had raised $42,000. So I'm still sort of pulling the numbers in here, but nothing worth talking about with that guy either. So, anyway, continuing the story, from Missouri, Darden Prairie, Missouri, has apparently been the first city in America to pass a law outlawing harassment and cyber harassment, claiming that if a reasonable person is suffering substantial emotional distress as a result of a pattern of conduct from another individual, that person could be sentenced to up to 90 days in jail and a $500 fine, which, by the way, that fine goes to the government and it doesn't go to the person that was allegedly offended. City Attorney John Young said constitutionally protected activity would be exempt. The measure would apply when one of the people communicating was in Darden Prairie. So apparently they're going to try to get somebody. They're going to try to charge people with crimes that don't even live in their town. Mark, isn't that interesting?
How can they do that?
I don't know. And he also says constitutionally protected activity would be exempt, which means that everyone's going to argue for the, you know, First Amendment protection. And at what point are they going to say, no, sorry, the First Amendment doesn't apply to your emails? That's what I'm curious about. I'm very curious to see how this will all shake out. But the family involved here, and again, this all started because a 13-year-old girl had someone lying to her on MySpace. She got very upset and allegedly hung herself over the deception and the harassment. So that's why all this started. So her family was the one that was really pushing for this. Her family wanted justice.
Well, you know,
someone sent an email to my little girl and she killed herself.
I totally feel for this family. I understand where they're coming from. But one can't, justice is not based on the emotions of the family injured. Justice is based on, you know, what's right and wrong, what's, you know, what the laws are in a society, that kind of thing. And it's simply not right to charge this woman for this girl's death. She said some mean things. She said some horrible things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that for lack of a better word, the free market handled it very well. She was outed on the internet. Everybody knows her name. There's been all kinds of news stories.
Absolutely.
She's likely going to have to move as a result of this. Probably her spouse has lost his job. He could choose to leave her based on this if he wanted to. All kinds of things.
Yes, the ostracism has been very effective, but nonetheless, the mom of this little girl wants more. During a break in the meeting, the mayor embraced Megan's mother with tears in her eyes.
She was smart of the mayor.
Sorry that there had not been a law previously in place to prosecute Megan's harassers. Tina Meyer said she was thrilled that the city had passed the new measure, but she said, "This is not a stopping point. We're not done." City officials also passed a resolution encouraging state and federal officials to outlaw cyber harassment and so-called cyber stalking. A state lawmaker has questioned how state law could be altered without running afoul of that pesky First Amendment, you know, that freedom of speech thing. So they want to push this further. They want this to go nationwide. They want it to be illegal.
We're going to call it Megan's Law.
They
already got that.
Megan's second law.
Mm-hmm.
They want it to be illegal for people to send mean messages on the internet.
Mm.
And I think it's absolutely outrageous. The marketplace, not only did the marketplace respond in that they outed the people who did this and they embarrassed them publicly, but also the marketplace comes up with ways to protect yourself from unwanted things on the internet. I mean, there are filters as far as protecting your kids from unwanted images. There are also, you know, block buttons. If someone's sending you instant messages you don't want, you just block them.
Didn't
if someone's spamming
hear,
you, you spam he, folder them.
Didn't these parents hear about the dangers of MySpace on the news?
I guess they weren't monitoring enough, were they?
I guess they weren't. I mean, if their daughter was on MySpace, then here's what I can't quite understand is why there isn't a site that's not MySpace for MySpace people. It wouldn't have prevented this or anything like that. But why isn't there a kids MySpace, a below 16 MySpace?
There must be. I'm sure there are. There are other alternative social networking sites. Mm-hmm. They probably have like a Jesus space or something for, you know, Christians only. I'm sure that stuff exists. You just have to seek it out. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's never going to be as popular as something general market like a MySpace. So this is where it's going, Mark. Goodbye, freedom of speech. Can you imagine? I mean, if people actually find out about this law and start utilizing it and bringing cases, how clogged the court system is going to be? Somebody sent a mean email to my son, and it's causing him substantial emotional distress. How do I prove that? I don't know. I just said so, and that should be good enough. I want you to punish that person with 90 days in jail for sending that email. Are you kidding me? Sending an email is going to get you 90 days in jail? I can't even believe this is happening.
Well, first off, 90 days in jail seems like a lot for sending an email, but then when you think about the death of a girl, 90 days is nothing. So
yeah, but the girl wasn't murdered.
Right, I understand, but it just goes to show that this isn't the same thing. 90 days in jail, which is quite a bit, but then they have a possible $500 fine. $500 is crap compared to this. As far as the injuries done, the only place that that these people can be punished is the marketplace. And it's the only thing that's right, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you're saying it's crap, but I mean, most people don't have $500 they can just pay out to the government because they sent an offensive email to
somebody. Well, the government is the stupidest organization to be getting this money in the first place.
Absolutely. And I can tell you that the other side of this is that there have been cases. There was a case here in New Hampshire of somebody who sent a threatening email to a government official
mm-hmm.
who was charged with threatening a government official or something like that.
Right.
Now, it wasn't an overt threat necessarily, but they read it that way. It could have been interpreted as a threat, and I don't want to get into the details on that case. But nonetheless, we all know how finicky these government people can be. Now they have a law to where if you send an email that isn't even threatening, if you send a harassing email that's causing substantial emotional distress, then they can charge you with this crime. So maybe you don't like a city councilor, or maybe you don't like your state representative, and you send him an email just lambasting him for something that he did. Passing some new law or voting in a way that you didn't like. You just lambast him and call him all sorts of names, ad hominem attacks, just being mean to the guy. Well, now he can file charges against you if he lives in Darden Prairie, Missouri. And this might come to a town near you. This might go nationwide if these people get what they want. Is this frightening to you?
Frightening
Is it just me?
Me?
800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Dave in Ohio and your calls coming up. Anything goes. This is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is SPYVILLE.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you're here with you.
And Mark,
join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. So enjoy those on us. If you like the show, then you should go and shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. So just start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Buy all the stuff that you need for life, including whatever you need to buy for the upcoming holiday season. Gifts for you, gifts for everybody else. You can get them all at amazon.freetalklive.com.
Was your mattress likely your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals? Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. They have crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. You know, they have these organic pillows, too, that are made of the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're worried about the chemicals or anything like that, you start with a pillow.
It's a good idea. I've got the pillows. I like them.
Man, I was laying in mine either this morning or last night thinking, this bed is just awesome.
Very good. 1-800-259-9231. Another quick update. I told you I was still digging through the numbers on the Huckabee thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about how every other candidate that tries the money bomb idea, the Ron Paul money bomb, where Ron Paul raised $4.2 million in 24 hours, mm-hmm. every other candidate totally sucking. Barack Obama raising like $4,000. Fred Thompson, nobody can find any numbers on him. Mm. We saw that there were 82 people pledged to contribute.
He's no fool.
Ron Paul had like 10,000 contributions. Maybe, I think it was like 20,000 actually at the end of the day. So we don't even know how much Fred Thompson raised. Mike Huckabee, the numbers it's questionable. I see as low as 95,000. The administrator at their little Huckabee forums claims it was 250,000. So the highest claim is a fraction.
Right.
Of what Ron Paul supporters raised. And I
16th.
Love the excuse that goes along with it here. This is from the admin over at MikeHuckabeeForum.com, which is just, from what I've seen, hilarious. Just filled with religious zealots
mm-hmm.
That are just out of their minds. And he says, besides all the trolls that are attacking us for our victory, because Ron Paul supporters are coming in there and just sort of stirring up the pot and really pissing these people off. Our money bomb has been very successful. We have raised over $250,000. Yes, trolls, we know it isn't $4.5 million, but that doesn't matter. We do not need money to win because we have real supporters. Just check out the latest Fox poll. We have triple Yeah. We have triple the support as Ron Paul, and this is why we win. Ron Paul's money is no good due to the fact that he has very little support. We, on the other hand, might not be able to raise money, but have large amounts of support. What sort of a world are these people living in? The fact that
God's
you can raise
side.
Money shows that you have support. Hello?
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Talk to Dave in Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. Two things. First off, just if someone's harassing you on your friend on MySpace, just delete them from comment.
Yep.
Yep.
Your friend.
Yep, exactly right.
And second, you were talking last night, ever hearing the song Uneasy Rider 2000 by Charlie Daniels?
I have not, no.
He meets this girl in the bar, and his friend, she goes after him and romantically, and turns out he's a guy, he drops him like a shot.
Oh, you were referencing what Mark was talking about the past couple of days, where he suggested that if a transvestite were to pick him up in a bar and he didn't know the difference, then later on that transvestite might face a butt-whipping.
Yeah, that's what the song talks about.
So are you endorsing that idea? Or
Yes.
Just a song.
Just a song? Or are you saying you do endorse the idea? I missed that.
It's just a song.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Dave. 800-259-9231.
Apparently somebody's dealt with the situation.
Yeah. I don't know. There's no need to
We don't need to bring it back up. No, I'm just saying somebody out there must have had to deal with it at some point.
So shoppers have been out and about today. Mark, you hit Walmart, found out there were two fights earlier this morning.
Well, I wouldn't call those facts.
You heard it from somebody that worked at the store, right?
Right.
Well, that's good enough.
It's good enough.
Been there all day.
It's good enough. There's certainly been some fights at some Walmarts across the nation.
You were there at 11 a.m. Whoever it was you were talking to was there at that time.
They did not. They claimed not to see it. It's just, you know, through the grapevine.
Got it. Well, according to the AP, the nation's shoppers who have been hibernating in recent months because of worries about rising gas prices and falling home values jammed malls and stores for pre-dawn discounts on everything from televisions to toys on the official start of Christmas shopping. The aggressive tactics, bigger discounts, and expanded hours like midnight openings apparently worked. Based on early reports, Macy's, Toys R Us, KB Toys, and others that were noisy with discounts reported bigger crowds for the early morning bargains than a year ago. And electronic gadgets, particularly the hard-to-find Nintendo Wii, topped shoppers' wish lists. So it does sound like the Wii is the hot item this Christmas season.
I wouldn't doubt that at all. I've heard that one of the selling points that you get, you know, when you talk to people is that women like the Wii too.
Mm-hmm.
So you can play video games with your wife because I guess the Wii controller is just different. I'm not saying that it intrinsically appeals to women for any reason. I don't know. I haven't done any science, but supposedly women enjoy playing the games more on that console than anything else, just because it's more interactive or something.
Interesting. Well, I know that the Wii was certainly targeted towards moms to an extent in that it's more affordable than the other systems, so mom doesn't have to break the bank in order to get one.
Not much more affordable now.
Really?
How much, you know, the PS2 is $400.
That's $150 more.
Oh, well, it is $150 more, but they dropped, from what I understand, backwards compatibility out of it.
Ew.
So that's what I heard. I don't know that it's true. If you're thinking about a PS2, you need to look into that for yourself. But somebody said that here on the air.
And Nintendo has historically always had sort of more younger targeted games as well. So definitely something that's sort of a mom-friendly system. With the economy relying heavily on the consumer, however, it's crucial that the Black Friday euphoria lasts throughout the season, expected to be the weakest in 5 years. Tina Dillo, who was camped out at a Best Buy store at 3 a.m. in Cincinnati, said, "I'm really looking for the bargains this year because I'm losing my job." Oh, great. You're going out buying Christmas presents and you're losing your job. I don't know. You know, if you have someone in your family that's having a tough time financially, are you someone who would expect a gift from that person?
Well,
why do people feel obligated to buy gifts for others when they're having
children,
a tough time?
Though? I mean, when you're talking about you've got a six-year-old who expects Santa to deliver something and then... You know,
Santa's putting food on the table tonight, okay? How about that? That should be good enough.
Yeah, I don't think...
That, I wouldn't lie to my kids about some mythological creature.
People lie. You lie to your kids about all kinds of things. Why not?
Well, if your children have expectations like that, you're the one who created them, and that's your fault. You should deal with it. I don't think that you should be extending yourself financially if you don't have the finances to back it up.
I understand what you're saying, and it's difficult to disagree with what you're saying, but I also can see the point of view of a person who's... you know, chooses to go out and spend a little bit of money on some gifts for their kids.
I mean, go to the dollar store. There's some good gifts there.
Yeah, there's some toys there, and that way you can say, you know, Santa brought some stuff.
Sure.
You know,
there's ways to do it on a budget.
Santa. Santa's facing a recession here, so...
Yeah, there's ways to shop on a budget. You don't have to be camped out at the Best Buy at 3 a.m. to get a deal on a laptop like this lady after she just lost her job.
You know what those laptops were going at?
$300?
Yeah, they were $300 laptops.
You act, Mark, I understand that you're doing well financially. You act like $300 is no big deal for people. If you've got a bunch of credit card debt and you're losing your job, I mean, I'm presuming she has credit card debt because a lot of Americans do. She's losing her job and she's going shopping, you know, for laptops. Just doesn't seem like a sensible thing to do unless you absolutely need that laptop for something, in which case, okay, well, you've got to have what you've got to have.
Certainly, yeah, I guess I'm going to have to agree with you on this. I can see that a $300 laptop is a tremendous bargain.
It sure is. I agree.
But and unless you need it for some kind of business purpose or something like that.
Right. Bargains are fun if you can afford them. Louise Jackson of Chesapeake, Virginia, arrived at the MacArthur Center in Norfolk, Virginia at 7:30, a half an hour before it opened. Well, that's not early enough. You've got to get there several hours before places open in order to really get in the deals. She says, we're just browsing to see what's out there, to see if anything would be worth it. By 9:30, she hadn't bought anything, although she did place a pair of pants for herself on hold at Nordstrom's. Her only shopping strategy was to keep an eye out for good deals. The chairman of America's Research Group says the tougher economic conditions are driving more shoppers to take advantage of early bird specials. Chief analyst at NPD Group agreed, but noted shoppers were buying selectively. Overall, the biggest draws were consumer electronics, and those are the ones that are really promoted, including flat-screen TVs, digital cameras, digital frames, and laptops. In toys, which have been battered by recalls of the lead-tainted Chinese toys, there were plenty of hits, including video games. That's technically an electronic, not really a toy. Yeah, Activision's Guitar Hero 3, toys related to...
That's almost a toy.
Walt Disney's Hannah Montana, and Smart Cycle from Mattel's Fisher-Price. So there's a couple of hot ones for you. The Hannah Montana thing.
I saw kids buy for $30 at Walmart today.
It's cheap.
I don't have any kids. So
you will.
Know, yeah, but it's $30 is going to be worth significantly less when my kid's six. And I also saw one of the TVs like you used to have for $700.
Oh, yeah, projection sets. Those are going to be blown out the door. Sure. 3,000 people were standing outside of Macy's, apparently, at 5 a.m. this morning, forcing the store to open a half an hour earlier than they had expected. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves if you want to share your Black Friday story with us. Did you go out shopping? What was your experience like today? Hour 2 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Guess